This is Dagaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 453, entitled Denmark Needs Masculism. Danish government begs Danish men to fuck Danish feminists. Description. This flyer offers masculist advice to the Danish government to solve Denmark's crashing birth rate. Only a fifth of Denmark's single men are in the dating market. The rest are so pissed off with Danish women, most of whom are feminists, that they prefer to live the MGTOW lifestyle, utterly refusing to give Danish women their sperm, due largely to the toxicity of the divorce courts and to the repulsiveness of Danish feminazi bitches to Danish men. To counter all this, Denmark needs masculist ideas. This flyer gives concrete advice to Denmark's gender politicians so that Denmark does not wipe itself out due to Danish men refusing to fuck Danish women, that is, Danish feminists. Now the flyer itself. Denmark needs masculism. Danish government begs Danish men to fuck Danish feminists. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. Email profhugodagaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodagaris.wordpress.com. In the early 80s, when I was living in Brussels, lobbying the European Parliament to implement laws liberating men, I was struck by the different levels of social development between the EU countries. The most conservative were, at the time, the Greeks, and the most advanced by a mile were the Danes. The contrast was like night and day. I didn't waste my time trying to lobby the Greeks due to their antediluvian gender political attitudes, and had most success with the UK, France, Germany, Holland, probably because I could speak their languages at the time. So the Danes are well ahead socially compared to the English-speaking countries. So when something regarding gender politics that is of great importance happens in Denmark, then the English-speaking countries ought to prick up their ears and listen. Something did happen in the state of Denmark, and that is that the Danish government is now begging Danish men to fuck Danish feminists, which is now almost synonymous with Danish women, since feminist thinking has so penetrated Danish society that nearly all Danish women are feminists, or have been indirectly influenced by feminist ideas and attitudes, particularly regarding Danish women's attitudes towards men, that is, the monoconscious bias that most men feminists have towards men, seeing men as the oppressors of women, and knowing nothing about masculist ideas, nor that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that in fact women oppress men far worse due to women's decades-lasting manslaving parasitism. This flyer aims to influence, indirectly, the Danish government by suggesting to these politicians that Denmark and other advanced countries of the world really needs masculism to solve Denmark's horribly low birth rate that is threatening to wipe out its population. Denmark's women are monoconscious, and experience shows that monoconscious feminists tend to be rather feminazi bitchy, since they have been taught by feminism that men oppress women, and hence these monoconscious feminists are angry at men for that. Denmark is a small country with a population of a mere 5 million, so it does not produce many genii. The only really famous Danes I can name off the top of my head are Hans Christian Andersen of Little Mermaid fame, Niels Bohr, quantum physicist pioneer, Victor Borge, the pianistic comic. That's about it So inevitably, Danes rely heavily on the outside world for the source of its new ideas. It is largely incapable of generating new ideas on its own. The spread of feminism may be more advanced in Denmark than nearly all other countries, but it did not invent modern feminist doctrine. Most of it came from France, Simone de Beauvoir, and the US, Betty Friedan. Similarly, Denmark is not going to invent masculinism, which is so sorely needed in Denmark to solve its crashing birth rate problem. So how are the Danes to be influenced by masculine ideas? Well, obviously, by reading, listening, watching the opinions on masculine themes that are to be found on the internet, coming from the manosphere, coming from countries from all over the world, but mostly from the English-speaking countries, US, UK, Canada, Australia. This flyer is one of those English-speaking masculist contributions. It offers concrete masculist advice to the Danes, and specifically to the Danish government, that to solve Denmark's birth rate problem and the appalling lack of contact between the sexes in that country, Denmark's culture needs a strong dose of masculist ideas. This flyer now concentrates on such masculist advice. The report that I read on the above problem stated that only about a fifth of single men in Denmark are dating. The other 80% are so pissed off with Danish women, that is almost synonymously Danish feminists, that they have dropped out of the dating market, preferring to spend their money on themselves. That is, they are choosing to live the MGTOW, men going their own way, lifestyle, in practice, if not in terms of their philosophical convictions. Danish women have become collectively angry at men, which is what feminism as a political philosophy has taught them. They are not bi-conscious, since there is very little in the way of masculinism in Denmark, as far as I can tell. Since most women in Denmark are feminists, then not surprisingly, this fact influences gender political laws in Denmark. The Danish parliament consists of nearly 40% of female politicians who have absorbed feminist ideas and know nothing about masculinism. So since their underlying attitudes towards men are that men are oppressors, men are toxic, men are pigs, then not surprisingly, they make laws that are not nice to men. Divorce in Denmark is still pretty much a catastrophe for divorcing fathers, as in many other countries, so that young men, as in many other countries, refuse to marry, reject paternity, spend their money on themselves, and punish misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi bitches by having nothing to do with them, not even pumping and dumping them. What surprises me is that these female Danish politicians seem incapable of understanding that if they make misandrist laws, then the men in their country are going to resist. That is what the feminists did in an earlier century. These monoconscious Danish feminists are now making the same mistake, but in the opposite direction, and surprise, surprise, there is now a masculist movement that in time will restore the pendulum to its balanced bottom position. Feminism has become feminazism and increasingly hated by men, so it does not surprise me that four-fifths of Denmark's single men have lost interest in the dating market and prefer the MGTOW lifestyle. So more concretely, what can the Danish government do to improve the birth rate and to improve the quality of relations between the sexes in Denmark? The first thing that the Danish parliament needs to do is to educate itself into masculist ideas so that these gender politicians see gender oppression as a two-way street. They need to learn that women have a career window of half a century, so have a powerful moral obligation to FIP up, that is, become a FIP equals financially independent person. By bothering to get a career competent education at high school and college so that women are real FIPs as adults and not expect fluffy style, in brackets, fluffy equals, traditional woman who expects to be able to parasite off the money and labour of a man for decades, committing a major gender crime against him, manslaving him for decades, close brackets. Maskists are abolitionists. For a maskist, to have one's maskless consciousness raised is essentially to see fluffies as manslavers. That fluffydom is manslavery, and that manslavery is slavery, and hence something to be hated. Maskists have a hatred of fluffies, seeing them as immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin, to be wiped out by being totally ignored. Not even pumped and dumped, so that they rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless. And as maskist ideas spread throughout the world, spat at and rejected from society. In the form of a maskist slogan, in brackets, or a haiku-like Japanese poem, quote, "Women have a career window of half a century, so have to fip up, or be punished by men by not getting one," end quote. Maskists put enormous moral pressure on young women to fip up, especially at the critical age of 16 in middle school, where some 80% of young women choose to become fluffy crappers, that is, choosing to study fluffy crap majors, the intellectually easy, intellectually lazy, soft option, instead of the hard option of math and the sciences that require analytic thought. These fluffy crappers are then forced to study more fluffy crap majors at college, so end up with a fluffy crap diploma that the economy does not value. They then screw around in their 20s with dozens of penises in them, then hit the wall in their 30s, get baby rabies, and realize that with her fluffy crap diploma, she can't afford to pay for her own middle-class house to raise her kids in, so starts looking around for some gullible, stupid, ignorant, in brackets, of maskist ideas, manslavable man to marry her so she can live in a house that he pays for. A decade later, with her kids in house, she will strip away his kids from him in the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce court, taking his kids, his house, half his wealth, half his stuff, force him to pay child support to kids he will barely see, and if she is a real fluffy parasite, will force him to pay alimony for the rest of his life, thus parasiting off him after the divorce the way she did before the divorce. It's no wonder that millions of men around the world are becoming increasingly angry and hateful at this massive gender injustice committed against them and are lashing out verbally at an increasing rate. Denmark's parliament needs to start by educating its politicians to become bi-conscious, by absorbing maskist ideas, and then pushing hard for the establishment of a men-fared gender equality committee that consists half of female feminists and half of male maskists, so that both genders' issues are treated equally, which is far from being the case today. In Denmark, for example, the gender politicians are largely monoconscious feminists who are deeply ideologically opposed to the idea of dealing with men's gender political issues because they have had 60 years of monoconscious feminist brainwashing that gender oppression is a one-way street. So it will take real guts on the part of a handful of Danish maskless politicians to push hard for the creation of a men-fared gender equality committee. This is the end of part one.